Welcome to Mystic Musings with Toby Hewitt. I'm Toby Hewitt, and I'm your guide through time and space and all points in between. Mystic Musings will give you insight into who you are, why you are here, how to live an authentic life, and where you fit into the universe around you. Join me on this path of mystical exploration. Welcome to episode 109. Meditation is listening to the universe and knowing you are a part of it. This past week, one of the great spiritual teachers, Thich Nhat Hanh, transitioned into the realm he wrote so eloquently and inspirationally about, all the while reminding us that in every moment we are held within the universe's energy of peace and love. He wrote, "Breathing in, I calm my body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in this present moment, I know this is the only moment." It is appropriate, then, that we continue our journey in accessing that singular moment that we began last week in episode 108, Staying Centered, Stilling the Restless Mind, Step 1, Centering, by moving forward into the practice of meditation. The purpose of centering is to quiet us into that space between earth and sky in which the universe in and around us is aware that we are preparing for inspiration in the stillness. Inspiration in this sense can refer to both drawing in breath into the physical body, but also allowing the universe to inspire us, usually in the subtleness of the here and now attained as we quiet our restless minds in order to become aware of the thoughts of the universe. A Zen master once shared that he keeps a pad of paper and pen next to him while he meditates, in case he becomes so inspired that he needs to create a record of that thought. He does so, and then returns to his meditation practice. In Middle English, the word inspiration referred to divine guidance, and today we can open ourselves to the same guidance through meditation. There are many methods and forms of meditation, from sitting to walking, from silent to chanting, from having one's eyes closed to having one's eyes open and either focused on nothing or on a candle flame or an image that allows the meditator to lose the sense of seeing the picture and instead allowing the picture to free their minds to enter the space of here now. What is this space of here now? It is being aware of the space in which one is sitting in meditation and the acknowledgement that now is the only time in which we exist, because anything in the past has passed and anything in the future has not yet happened. But further, all of time is occurring in the now, right now. It takes a bit of stretching of the mind to grasp this truth, but truly everything exists in the here and now. It is beyond my grasp of physics to explain this in understandable terms, but it is understood when one begins to practice sitting in meditation. So let's begin by finding a comfortable position in which to sit. You can sit on a chair or the edge of your bed. I prefer to sit on a pillow known as a zafu, which is placed on a larger, flatter pillow called a zabuton. You may need to try different positions to find the one that allows you to comfortably maintain a sitting position for the length of time you will be meditating, which can be as short as 3 minutes to 10 minutes or longer. You need to find a place where you will not be interrupted by unexpected noise or presence. You can set an alarm to go off at the end of the time you wish to meditate, or you can find music or guided meditations. I personally like Insight Timer, which is an app you can download. I listen to the chanting of Om, the sound of the universe, which seems appropriate in this moment of opening myself to the awareness of my connection to the universe. Get comfortable. Close your eyes. Feel yourself become calm and centered. And take a few deep, natural breaths. Meditation is not about being perfect. It is about practicing. It is about breathing. When you are ready, begin to focus on your breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Keep your breath calm and natural. Do not force the breath to do something it would not naturally want to do. For example, do not force your breath in or hold your breath. Feel where you can focus on the sensation of the breath entering and leaving your body. It could be the sensation of the air entering through your nostrils, or when you feel your chest rise, or when your lungs expand. Or you can focus on the entire process from the beginning of the inhale all the way to the end of the exhale, and then begin again. Do not be bothered by thoughts floating through your brain. This is natural and to be expected. In fact, thoughts may take up more of your meditation time when you begin than the stillness you desire. When a thought enters, gently let it go on its way and return to focusing on your breath. And do this over and over again until your meditation time is completed. I like to end a session by placing my hands in prayer pose and thanking the universe for whatever inspiration it may have shared, whether I am conscious of it or not. And sometimes what the universe has shared with you in meditation may rise to your consciousness later, and its appearance in your mind may surprise you, but make sure you write down what comes your way. It very well could supply an answer to a question you have long held but never asked about the nature of reality or the cosmos or something thoroughly mundane. For example, like the location of a book you have been searching for in your bookshelves. I always appreciate this bit of help. As you begin or restart your meditation practice, do not be hard on yourself if you miss a day or need to stop earlier than when the alarm goes off. I miss days, and I can feel the difference in the flow of days on which I have meditated and those I haven't. The difference is that when I have meditated, I feel a long, lingering, peaceful connection to the universe, which is a very pleasant way to feel during a long day filled with not-so-comfortable challenges. It is as though there is a cushion between me and whatever could serve to move me from the feeling of calm. Practicing using the breathing learned in meditation as a calming and centering tool can continue to serve you throughout your day as a method to relieve stress. You are in charge of your life, and your breath underpins that control. When you begin to feel stress, simply close your eyes and take a few deep breaths to recenter yourself. Thich Nhat Hanh wrote in The Miracle of Mindfulness, An Introduction to the Practice of Meditation, "Breath is the bridge which connects life to consciousness, which unites your body to your thoughts. Whenever your mind becomes scattered, use your breath as the means to take hold of your mind again." If you have any questions you would like me to explore or comments, please leave a message. Also, I encourage you to sign up for my mailing list on my website, tobyhewitt.com, to receive my monthly newsletter and for occasional updates and offerings, including upcoming sessions of my class, Intuitive Writing. Please join me next week when I will discuss the difference between meditation and prayer.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystic Musings. Please join me every week to continue our exploration of all things mystical that can help you have a more practical and magical life. Please visit my website, tobyhewitt.com, for more information and to read my blog postings. I also have a number of books on mystical topics on amazon.com. I look forward to hearing from you and answering your questions. Please contact me through tobyhewitt.com.